You're listening to Listen Up with James Potts and co-hosts Jamal Potts and Zaylor Stout, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, Jim and Jamal and Zaylor back on the line. And as always, thank you so much for sharing your not only your Sunday afternoon slash evening with us, but also Father's Day. So let's start out by wishing everybody a happy Father's Day out there.
Well, happy Father's Day, everybody. Happy Father's Day to you, Jim and Jamal, and all the fathers out there.
Hey, appreciate that.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, man. Treat your kids' father good today, man. Just remember, no matter how mad you are at him, you chose him.
That's it. Well, you know what? We should separate out the good father from the deadbeat dads out there. For the deadbeat dads out there, come on, man. Get your act together, guys. All right? You guys made them. You guys got to help take care of them. So, you know, we're going to remember you today because you're still a father, okay? But just keep in mind, you know, you got these responsibilities that go along with it, you know? Yeah. So, okay, now I'm getting something saying, what's the buzzing? Can't hear you already. Hmm. I don't know what to say.
I don't hear any buzzing.
Yeah, this is the second week that we've had this buzzing that people can't hear, and it's not theirs. But so for anybody out there that can't hear, you know, we apologize for the technical difficulty, but try to switch to the Facebook and you should not have a problem.
I know what the problem is. She's trying to stop us.
Well, I'm not going to go that far. I will say that there's been an issue. This last couple of thing where people it's buzzing and people can't hear us. Mm-hmm. At any rate, we're going to be moving on. Hey, yeah, look, today we're going to be talking about, as we told you last week, we were going to be talking about Bill and Hillary Clinton and the mysterious deaths surrounding those two. And, you know, hey, everybody's got conspiracy theory. Not saying that they're guilty of anything. Let's make that clear right at the beginning. Not accusing anybody. We're just discussing information that's already out there. That's all that we're doing. All right. Of course, if between now and next week, the three of us have disappeared, we'd like an investigation.
It won't be three of us. It'll be two out of the three.
Well, that's true because I know one of us, we're sure. But anyway, we're not going to go there right now. Hey, Jamal, what do you got this week? You got any blasts this week? What's the deal? Shout out.
Actually, I got a couple of them, man. You know, I want to put on blast, man. I want to put on blast the guy who was defending himself in a double homicide, man.
Oh, please.
Like, what a joke, man. Like, the guy killed, you know, we can say allegedly, that's fine, but he allegedly killed his daughter and the mother of his daughter and attempted to kill the boy also. What's even more disgusting, I feel sorry for little boy who survived his father's attack and had to give testimony while his father was cross-examining him, asking him, what did you see? And the boy basically told his dad, no, you did hurt me. Wow. You know, that's disgusting. You know, and then on a lighter note, man, I want to put two more people on blast, man. One goes out, I'm not going to say a name, but goes out to a nurse in the UK who used a freshly deceased person's credit card to go buy some snacks.
One of the death criminals?
Yeah. And then last but not least, man, this one is kind of domestic violence. I normally don't make light of this kind of stuff, but this case is the person. A woman was charged with beating up her girlfriend because she was sleep talking in her sleep about her ex. Well, that was the blast I had for the week.
I don't have any blasts this week, but I do want to send a shout out to the New York Yankees. The Yankees have three triple plays this year. Now, look, you're lucky to get a triple play in 1 year. The Yankees have gotten three triple plays, and they had two triple plays this week alone. I'm just telling you, that's incredible. The one of them was today. Matter of fact, they were in the bottom of the ninth. The other team was up. Our closer was pitching, and the other team had two men on board. okay? First and second base. So, and no outs. And the score was 2-1. So, you know that the pitcher was in trouble at that end. And this guy, for them to get a triple play to end the game, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. So, very happy about that. Hey, listen. Yeah, somebody said they tied a major league record. Yeah, I mean, fantastic. Right now, our technical person has advised us that the buzzing is gone, so hopefully everybody is cool with that. Okay, let's go ahead and get started, guys, because we got some things to talk about. Let me get into these emails, because you know how that goes. Jim, when Trump met with Putin, he was called a traitor and a puppet. He gave Putin nothing. Joe Biden meets with Putin, never discusses Ukraine, never discusses Russian interference with the election, and tells Putin to not hack into 16 different key areas, you know, for the United States. That means he is free to hack other areas. On top of it, he gives Putin pardon gifts. Biden is weak, and Putin has walked all over him. And that's from Susan from Milwaukee.
Ooh. Can I get in on this one?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Clearly, Susan from Milwaukee is a Republican, because I distinctly remember when Trump met with Putin, he told the world, I trust Russian intelligence over U.S. intelligence. Even if you believe something like that, you don't, as a U.S. president, you don't say that out loud to the world. Now, that's weak. And that was disgusting and pathetic for him to say that. Your own brother even was upset about that, who very rarely goes off on social media, even on social media about that one. So, if you want to call anybody weak, just make sure you call out the last one, too, for that.
I got no problem, okay? Yeah. You know,
no, you. I'm talking to the person who wrote the email. Don't right. be one-sided on this one.
Well, look, you know how that's going to go. Everybody's got an opinion. I don't care what president it is. Somebody's always got something to say about somebody when they meet with Putin. Now, I will say one thing. I don't believe that Trump gave him parting gifts, okay? But Biden gave him parting gifts. Look, to me, none of us should be dealing with Putin like that. You know, there's no respect to be that should be shown to Putin. Not with Trump. Not with Biden, none of them. That guy, along with China, is one of our biggest enemies. Let's see what this has to say. That person with the email doesn't know what they're talking about. Biden did talk to Putin about those things. Well, not what I read personally, because I looked it up. But Zayla, what do you have to say about it? Give us another opinion.
Oh, yeah, I've read that the readout in regards to things that Biden talked to Putin about and some of the things in the email were ruffles, at least in the reporting that I heard about. And we can't say that Trump didn't give Putin anything, because remember, didn't they move the embassy to Tel Aviv, to Jerusalem?
What did that have to do with? That had nothing to do with Putin.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's right. Never mind.
Right. That's okay. Yeah, no problem. Look, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Putin is a snake. And I don't care what. None of us are even going to be dealing with that. You know? So, do I fault Trump? Yes. Do I fault Biden? Yes.
Let me ask you an honest and fair question. Is Putin a snake, or is he doing what's in the best interest of his own country?
Well, Jamal, of course. Okay? But the guy... everybody does what they think is in the best interest of the country, Jamal.
Right. I mean, okay? Don't call him a snake for that.
One of the things. Well, that's you. Okay? I think he's a snake. Okay? So that's me. That's my opinion.
Right.
You know, this business with Ukraine, one of the things he's trying to do is get the old Russia back. And the other thing is this business about the oil. Because, you know, it's a big deal for him with the oil. Now, Biden turned around and got rid of the, you know, first day in office, cut off that pipeline. But yet he endorses the pipeline that Germany is going to have with Putin to get oil. So wait a minute. If the whole thing is supposed to be about, you know, the environment and world environment and things of that nature, you're cutting us off, but you're endorsing Putin with Germany with the oil. Well, I mean, what's the difference? I don't think that's right. But look, you know, I always say the same thing. We never know what's going on behind the scenes with these people. Okay. Right. We got somebody else that jumped up. Putin does what's best for Putin. and this old KGB crony. And that's true. He does do what he does, but you know, for, you know, I agree with that.
Right.
Okay. All of these world leaders, they do what they think is best for their country. I get that. I'm sorry, Jamal. What? What are you going to say? No,
I'm saying right. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, anybody that sits in our Oval Office, there's going to be criticism. I don't care who it is. Okay. And, you know, the people that are behind that person are never going to like the criticism. Okay. That's just the way that it works. I think certain presidents put themselves out there the wrong way. Okay. Like Trump, quite frankly, Trump was his own worst enemy. I was talking to somebody over here the other day about that. You know, I kind of like Trump, but, you know, why didn't the guy have a different personality? Why didn't the guy stop tweeting so much, you know, and some other things? It's like, because that's unfortunately part of his bad personality. And he did have a bad personality from that standpoint. Giving a list is like saying to the robber, don't take these things, but you could take my TV and my stereo. Don't take these things, but you could have the TV and the stereo. I don't know. I'm not a president, obviously, but I would have said, look, stop the hacking, period. I wouldn't have said, here's 16 things not to step on. You know, that means what about the other things? But I don't know. You know, who knows what the intent was there? Let's move on. Jim, another failure for Trump. The United States Supreme Court upheld Obamacare. It was part of President Obama's legacy, and I'm glad it was upheld. Jake, he didn't put where he was from. But you know what? The reality is that it was upheld by the Supreme Court. So that's a good thing. You know, you can't win them all. I'm not saying whether it's a good thing, bad thing, or whatever. It is part of the legacy for Barack Obama. So I'm sure he's a happy camper, you know, about it.
This is the problem that we're having in this country, though. Instead of saying it's a win or loss for a president, how about it's just a win for the American people? That's the bottom line. They need to stop. This is why we have so many problems in this country, man, because people try to, other presidents, incoming presidents, try to destroy the previous president's legacy and stuff like that instead of just building on something.
Well, I don't know about it being good for the American people, Jamal. Everybody was not in favor of Obamacare, okay? But it doesn't matter.
There's a lot of people who benefited from it, and this is what I'm saying. Instead of 45 coming in trying to destroy the whole thing, why couldn't we improve it? The idea and the concept alone is a good idea. Was it perfect? No, the first draft is never perfect, and it could have been tweaked and built upon.
That's what the opinions are, Zalem.
I mean, the main thing in regards to the most recent Supreme Court decision with Obamacare was that, you know, the penalty for not having insurance had already been struck down. So what is there for people to be mad about? Having access to health care just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. I agree. And there's a lot of people who benefited from Obamacare.
Millions upon millions upon millions of people.
And Obama phones.
We say Obama phones.
You never heard of Obama phones?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, unfortunately, I know a couple people that had that. You don't remember Obama gave out like those like free cell phones to people and stuff like that? You get a free.
No, I saw that movie. It was called The Kingsman. You're getting confused.
I don't know about the movie, but I know there was a free.
You Obama. Know that movie with The Kingsman and Samuel L. Jackson?
No, I don't remember that movie.
I don't remember an Obama phone being in the movie.
Not an Obama phone. He was giving everybody, he was sending out this, what was it, Zell? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
He sent out a program to all of these phones, Jamal.
Right.
So people control all of these people.
Oh.
That, you just saw the Kingsman Secret Service? The Kingsman?
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I missed the landing strip on that joke, man. I saw, but I don't remember that particular part of the movie.
Okay. I'm getting text messages, you know, because everybody's out there. They said that actually the Supreme Court only ruled on the standing issue, not whether Obamacare itself, was a right program, we'll say. So what they ruled on is the fact that the states are the ones that bought the issue to the United States Supreme Court as well, okay? And what they were saying was that they didn't have standing to bring the issue on Obamacare. That's what they ruled on, not whether Obamacare itself, okay, is a good program.
I don't think anybody said anything different today.
So it's not on the merit. Well, no. Yeah. Jamal was saying that Obamacare was a good thing for everybody. You rule on the fact that millions and millions of people got health care. Well, the ruling didn't have to do with the merit of the case. It's simply that, Zeller, you know, you've got your legal background. That they don't have standing. So the people that bought the issue, okay, they didn't have standing to bring the issue. So the Supreme Court didn't rule on on Obamacare in terms of whether or not it's a good program, bad program, or whatever.
Yes, it struck down on the technicality of standing. However, they didn't just write a one-page opinion saying dismiss standing. There's still stuff that was in there, and part of it that they referenced was also the and I think it wasn't Kennedy. I'm trying to think of which justice was the one that wrote it, but he also indicated that their main threshold issue was the fact that there's no penalty. So if there's no penalty, where's the harm? So that was also part of the ruling, or at least that was written in the opinion. But at the end of the day, standing was a whole reason why they struck it down. But my understanding is that they also referenced the fact that there was the fact that there's no penalty. So where is the harm?
So you read the whole decision?
Excerpts. I didn't read all the pages. I didn't read the 150-page opinion about religious freedom yet.
Well, the religious freedom one had to do with the, I know what you're talking about with that one, with the Catholic foster care. Was it 7-2? Was that 7-2 or 9-0? I'm trying to remember.
That one was unanimous.
Right, that was 9-0. Somebody from the LGBTQ+ community wanted, I guess, the foster care through the Catholic charities, and they told them no because of their religious beliefs. And the court basically in that one said that they still have the opportunity to get foster care. They just can't do it through there if it violates their religious beliefs. But they still have the ability to be able to still participate in the foster care system. We got another text message here, or another message, I should say. But with Form 1095, doesn't that create a penalty still? Employees have to show that they have benefits. Aren't they still dinged for not carrying insurance? Well, there was no change in the ruling or anything that's going on right now. So if that was there before, that's still there. That hasn't been changed. Let's take a look at this last email before we get into those two people. Jim, listen to this one, guys. And I know we're going to get a reaction with this. Jim from New Jersey keeps talking about Trump getting indicted in New York. He needs to slow his roll. It appears that the main thrust of the investigation is toward Alan Whistleberg, rather.
Weinstein. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. The Trump Organization's longtime chief financial officer. I agree with you. Let's just wait and see. And that's from Stephanie from Brooklyn, New York. Well, look, Stephanie, first of all, everybody has their opinions about these things. And I do agree that we need to just wait and see. The investigation right now looks like it's not on Trump himself, it's on the Trump Organization. But you know how it goes. You start squeezing one person, okay, and all of a sudden out of that person who doesn't want to go to jail or whatever the case may be, is going to start spewing things out that may lead to other people being called on the carpet, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, Zella, explain about how the grand jury works, because a lot of people probably don't realize that it's a one-sided thing initially.
Yeah, so the prosecutor brings forward all their evidence that they have to a grand jury that's convened, and you know, that there's no opportunity to cross-examine, all that kind of stuff. It, as Jim indicated, it's really one-sided. So the prosecution puts on their best case with all the evidence that they have. And the grand jury is then tasked with making a decision whether there's enough there to indict. I know that they've been moving on the grand juries. It seem to be set up differently in different states and stuff. So it's kind of interesting because it seems like the rules are different in different places.
Well, New York is kind of unique anyway, because in New York, the Court of Appeals is the Supreme. They have a Supreme Court that's lower than the Court of Appeals, if you can believe that. There's only two states that have that. New York is one of them, and I think Virginia is the other one. So normally it goes to the appellate division first, then it goes to the Supreme, their state Supreme Court. But New York has it back. I don't want to say backwards. That was the way it was originally. They just stuck with it. So the Supreme Court is not the final say-so. It's their appellate court in New York that's the final say-so, which, you know, I didn't know that until one time I went to New York and I found out, matter of fact, a few years ago, I went to New York and I found out that it was just the opposite. Mm-hmm. And I think I found one other state. I think it's Virginia is the other state. So interesting. Now, we got another text message that I didn't have a chance to read yet, but it said Biden gave Putin 16 items that were hands off. Does that mean Putin has carte blanche on everything else? Well, we've kind of already talked about that. I don't know what it means or doesn't mean. Maybe the other areas aren't that significant. Don't know. But he made the call. He did it. I don't personally agree. I think just tell him hands off on any hacking at all. Because otherwise, you know, somebody is still going to get hurt by this hacking.
Well, didn't.
It's not just him. I mean, we get hacked from people, you know, that aren't Russian, people that aren't Chinese. The Chinese, you know, have been accused of hacking. This whole business about hacking and charging people, you know, ransom, you know, to secure the information, to me is not right, period. What do you guys think real quick?
Didn't Putin say that he didn't do it? He said he didn't do it and he hasn't been involved with it and all that kind of stuff. So if you have somebody that's saying that they're not involved, even though all signs and everything, all of our intelligence points to that being the case, I thought the Biden highlighting these particular critical infrastructure areas was an ultimate threat in regard to the fact that didn't he ask him? He's like, I think Biden said something the effect of, well, if we attacked your pipeline so that you couldn't do, you know, transmit oil, wouldn't that be problematic for you? And didn't Putin say, yeah, that wouldn't be good for us, right? Those are the threats that you put forward, so you try to prevent them from doing other stuff. Right. I'm not sure that's a bad thing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, what would happen is Biden ain't going to do anything, but that's besides the point.
Well,
but I do agree with Zeller on something that he said at the beginning. I just forgot just that quick because I went off on the other point. But Trump turned around when he said that Putin said he didn't interfere in the Russia and in the election. Trump said, "Okay, well, I believe him." Now Biden turns around and tells Putin, "I believe him." Okay, he doesn't get the pushback from us. But yeah, Trump got it. Yeah, Jamal, go ahead.
No, that's I'm glad you brought that up. That's exactly what I was about to say. Putin said he didn't do it, and Trump said, "Why would he lie to me? I believe the man." You know what I mean?
So, but that's the point. You know, when he did it, you know, all of a sudden he's a traitor.
Biden didn't say that he believes him, so don't put words in his mouth. He didn't say he believed him. Trump said that in a press conference to the world. He's the one that embarrassed himself and embarrassed our country by doing that.
By the way, look, the other point, you know, they said Biden had, you know, 16 listed items or something like that. Does that mean Putin can do everything? It's impossible to list everything. It's like an employee handbook that we do. You know what I mean? You know, we have the
basic. But why give him 16 anything? Tell him, stay off of any hacking that has anything to do with the United States. Why not just put it that way?
Okay, like I was saying, it's like an employee handbook. You list several things in there, but it's impossible to cover every single thing. But you do still list things in that employee handbook. It's the same thing that he did in this case. There's 16 major key issues that does not exclude other fraudulent activities.
Okay, that well taken. We got another message came up. I didn't hear Biden say anything like that. Well, okay, you know. When you watch CNN, you're not going to get all of it anyway. Just kidding. Biden was being specific. What's wrong with that? Absolutely nothing. There's nothing wrong with the 16 that he listed. Let's make that clear. So we don't disagree with that. He listed 16. Okay, great. Okay, so nothing's wrong with that. Okay, let's get into this business about Bill and Hillary and all of these coincidences about the mysterious death. And if people want to Google this stuff, look, this is really something just to have some fun with today, all right? Not accusing, you know, Hillary and Bill of anything in particular. You know, I'm not a fan of either one of them, although I did vote for Bill Clinton the first time around. Didn't vote for him the second time around because I found out who he was. Didn't do it the second time. But when you look at some of this stuff, you know, there are allegedly what I'm looking at is 46 different things. Now, the numbers have gone up into the 50s on this, but what I got and looked at is about 46 things. Now, listen, out of the 46, 12 of these people supposedly committed suicide. Now, that means Bill and Hillary, they knew all of these people, by the way. 12 of these people. How many people you know, okay, that in your life committed suicide? I mean, 12 people that you know commit suicide?
Allegedly.
That's kind of strange. I don't know.
Allegedly.
But, allegedly. Exactly. Now, Jamal, I'm going to give you the lead because I know you've talked about Bill and Hillary, you know, for a long time, you know, on some suspicions that you have had, you know, and being the learned person that you are regarding the Clintons, I will go ahead and let you first go ahead and go.
First of all, there's a book out there that talks about all of the Clinton crimes back in Arkansas. You got to go back to that, to those days, about the drug cartels that was flying in and out. And there was only one person who had authorization to let these people in. And there were several bodies behind that whole incident. So you don't have to believe me. Just go read the book. There's a book out there. Go discover it.
Well, let's just be clear. Books don't necessarily mean that everything in there is 100% accurate.
The list that we have don't necessarily mean that they did it. You know what I mean? You know, I just want to say to Hillary, man, I apologize, but I didn't make this list. I'm just
so ridiculous.
But, you know, I'm going to start with Jerry Parks. Jerry Parks was the head of the Clinton gubernatorial security team in Little Rock. He was gunned
down. Wait, what's the name, Jamal? Because I had to look for the message that was coming in.
Say that again.
What's the name?
Jerry Parks.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the ones I got checked off. Go ahead.
Who was head of the Clinton gubernatorial security team right. in Little Rock. He was gunned down in his car. Park's son said his dad was building a dossier on the Clintons and allegedly threatened to reveal them. After he died, those notes that he had came up missing. That's one of the ones that I had. You have any comment? I know you had that on the list.
That's one of the ones on my list, and they said mysteriously moved from his house, just to be clear.
Right.
Okay, so nobody knows what happened to the information.
Right. James.
Now, wait. There's a side note here. A neighbor saw a blonde-haired woman sneaking out the back door with a shopping bag. No, I'm just kidding.
Did she have a pantsuit on? She have those pantsuits.
Well, go ahead, man. Give me that. Zeller. But no, go ahead, Jamal.
James Bunch died from a gunshot suicide. It was reported he had a black book of people which contained the names of influential people who were visiting prostitutes in Texas and Arkansas. I don't know how somebody name keep coming up in the prostitution ring, man. So we gonna skip to number three, man, and just
No, I want to stay there for a second. You know what I find out about that is that wasn't Clinton also one of the ones that they may have named with the Jeffrey Epstein situation?
That's what I just said. Yeah, right. Absolutely. So that's one of the three.
Hold on. We got some feedback here. Jamal, wasn't one shot in the back of the head and it was deemed suicide?
Yes.
Or is that part of the conspiracy? Yeah.
No, there was a couple of those.
There was a couple of those, right? Yeah. I'm going to get to one of those because that Ron Brown, okay, who died in a plane crash, and when they did the autopsy, that he had a bullet hole in the back of his head. But at any rate, that's one of them. But go ahead, Jamal. What else?
Let's see. There was a Kathy Ferguson, who's the wife of Danny Ferguson, found with a gunshot wound to her head. It was ruled a suicide, and even though several suitcases was packed at the time of her untimely death, her husband was a co-defendant in the Paula Jones lawsuit, and she was a possible corroborating witness. So she's one of
another suicide.
Huh?
It was another suicide.
It was a suicide, yep.
Right.
Let's see.
Zella, do you remember any of these by any chance? Because I know you're just sitting there smiling. Do you remember any of these?
I hear the stories.
Suzanne Coleman reportedly had an affair with Bill. You don't say.
I got that to check off too, Jamal. Go ahead.
When he was an attorney general, she died of a gunshot wound in the back of her head also, and that was ruled a suicide. At the time of her death, she was pregnant.
You know what? Hold on. I when I worked patrol, I actually handled some suicides. I never saw anywhere where somebody took a gun and put it behind their head like that.
Right.
It was either here, okay, here, or this way.
Or in the
never
chest.
Put it back of the head.
I've heard of people doing it in the chest also.
Yeah, well, one of my law school buddies did it to his chest with a shotgun. Right.
So Jim, so then since with your law enforcement background, then how can these been classified as suicides if they got shot in the back of the head?
Man, you know how, bro.
No. I'm asking Jim's the one with the law enforcement background. How could that happen?
Okay, hold on. You said how they ruled a suicide. Well, remember something. The coroner.
Mm-hmm.
The coroner goes out, okay, and inspects the bodies. All right. That's why we can't move anybody. When it's a suicide, we have to basically rope off the area. All right. You guys have seen the stuff on TV, mm-hmm. You know, yellow tape areas. And we gotta wait for homicide, okay? First of all, wait for homicide. So the ones that I dealt with, I had to look at the scene. One lady, she had a gun. The gun was in her hand as an example. Okay. So you see this and you say, okay, there's no other signs that anybody else is around or whatever the case may be. So then you call in homicide. Homicide comes in and basically verifies what I just told you. And then what happens is the coroner comes in. So it's like what you see on TV. You know where you see the pictures and them taking the pictures and all of those kind of things from the different angles, fingerprinting the room and things of that nature. So the coroner then gets it. And when it's a suicide, they do look at the fingertips, you know, because if you shoot yourself, you're going to see the residue, okay, on the fingers, okay? So then the coroner, you know, can say, okay, this came back positive. This is what it was. Blah, blah, blah. This is a suicide. There's no other signs of foul play. Mm-hmm. That's how it gets ruled. Now, that's one way it happens. The other way it happens is that there's foul play and somebody in a high position turns around and tells the coroner, we want a report that reflects a suicide. That can happen as well.
Yeah, but the facts have to justify it. So how can somebody shoot themselves in the back of the head? It just doesn't make it. It doesn't. If it was that obvious that wasn't the truth in regards to how this person died, regardless of how powerful somebody is, you know, it's like trying to prove that the earth is flat.
Man, who gonna argue with somebody if you want to be on that body count list? Who's gonna argue with these people, man?
We got another one said, right. Did they prove the entry wound was the back of the head? Where was the entry and exit wound? Well, you know, all of that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's what the coroner looks at. Look, it's what we have to understand, you guys, about how this works is that when this foul play, politically speaking, hey, anything can happen. Somebody can turn around and say, you know, let's just take a governor, okay? I won't name the governor, but let's just say a governor that they turn around and say, okay, this particular circumstance, we want the ruling to be that it was a suicide. What do you think is going to happen? It's going to be ruled a suicide. Now, look, you guys have seen situations on the news where there's been a killing, okay? And the family doesn't like the ruling by the coroner's office, and then they hire their own coroner to go in, okay, do an autopsy. You guys have seen those, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so these don't say anything about that. Okay, so who knows? All right.
Right.
Let me do a couple of these, Jamal, real quick. Okay, then we can come back to you. And I doubt if Zayla has any of these. So, but you know,
well, I love fairy tales.
See, what did I say? Zayla stays so far to the left that there's in the middle. Okay, it's always.
I have to be far left if I don't believe that things are over there killing 54 people.
So you don't believe where there's smoke, there's fire?
I'm gonna read a couple more of these. James McDougal, the Clintons' convicted White House partner. Okay, you guys remember Whitewater, rather. Okay, now that was a big deal. The Clintons' convicted Whitewater partner died of an apparent heart attack while in solitary confinement. Hello, Jeffrey Epstein. At any rate, didn't he die while he was in solitary confinement?
There's always a pattern.
Oh, Zella, you know, you got a fan out there. Zella believes in the facts. They're both liberals, of course, that are saying that, so that's okay. Okay?
All right. How does somebody get away with 53 murders?
Okay.
Jim.
Because hold on a second. Let's go back to the beginning of my statement. These are allegations. I'm not saying they did any of this. So let's just be clear on that.
But I have to be all the way on the left wing because I don't believe.
We're not saying that she pulled the trigger herself. We're not saying mafia bosses get off all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just like they had
somebody else do the hit.
Okay, Vince Foster, former White House counselor and colleague of Hillary Clinton at a Little Rock's Rose Law Firm, died of a gunshot wound to the head, ruled a suicide. Ron Brown, now you guys may remember this. Ron Brown, Secretary of Commerce and former DNC chairman. He was black, by the way, for those of you who do not know that. He had been died in the impact in a plane crash. Remember, they were the ones going somewhere, the plane crashed. Right. A pathologist close to the investigation reported that there was a hole in the top of Brown's skull resembling a gunshot wound. At the time of his death, Brown was being investigated and spoke publicly of his willingness to cut a deal with prosecutors. The rest of the people on the plane also died. A few days later, the air traffic controller committed suicide. Let's see another one that Jamal didn't there. Let's see.
What is a lot? So
James Wilson, found dead in May 1993 from an apparent hanging suicide. He was reported to have ties to Whitewater. Clinton fundraiser Ed Wiley, found dead November 1993, deep in the woods in Virginia, of a gunshot wound to the head, ruled a suicide. Ed Wiley died on the same day his wife Kathleen Wiley claimed Bill Clinton groped her in the Oval Office in the White House. No. Ed Wiley was involved in several Clinton fundraising events. Let's see. If Capone wasn't convicted of murder but of tax evasion, right? He got away with it. I have no opinion. I've seen no proof, but people have gotten away with murder, and that is true. People have gotten away with murder. Look, I gotta agree with Zeller on something here. 53 is a lot to get away with. Okay, I mean, you know, law enforcement is not stupid. I mean, with some of this, and that's why I sit at the outside. Let's just have fun with this. I'm not going to say that Clinton's are guilty of this. It is just really funny.
Jamal believes it.
Well, that's his opinion. So that's fine too. Okay.
What I'm saying is all 50 can't be just a coincidence. There is an established pattern here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that either.
By the way, speaking of plane crashes, man, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't that Kennedy boy who was running against Hillary at the time, didn't his plane mysteriously crash too?
Are you talking about JFK Jr.?
Yeah. Wasn't he?
Well, his plane crashed. No, hold on.
Jamal trying to add extra bodies to the count.
Did his plane crash while he was running against Hillary?
Jamal, hold on a second. John F. Kennedy Jr. died, Jamal, because I don't want to use the word stupidity, but poor judgment. He flew out on a night, Jamal, when it was foggy.
Right.
He was not instrument certified. Okay. He had his fiance in the plane with him, as I recall.
Right.
Okay. And he never should have flown that plane that night.
Right.
So to me, I don't think that has anything to do with Hillary Clinton at all. Okay.
Well, was he running against Hillary?
I thought he was running against Hillary at the time.
I don't remember him ever running for president. I got to tell you,
not running for president. What position did she hold in New York that she
won? Oh, Senator Jamal. Okay.
I thought he died way before then.
It doesn't matter. I don't believe, quite frankly, that had anything to do with Hillary. Now, I don't like Hillary, but I'm just not going to put that out there.
I was just throwing it in with the coincidences. That's all. I'm not saying that she had.
Okay. No, I don't think that's a coincidence. Okay.
It's 1999. So I'm looking at the rest. I'm live fact checking Jamal.
I asked the question. I didn't say that was a fact. I asked the question. Was he running?
And we answered the question. We answered the question.
So that was a no?
I don't think it had anything to do with Hillary Clinton on that one, Jamal.
I didn't say that. I just said, was he running against her at the time his plane crashed? That's all I asked. We don't know if she had anything to do with any of these.
I'm getting these text messages. I don't think he ran for any office. I don't think that he...
I thought, okay.
Okay. Well, look. I don't think there's any tie to Hillary on that one. That's all.
It was around the same time, Jamal.
It was around the same time?
Yeah.
She was running for office. That doesn't mean he was challenging her.
Right. I thought he was running against her at the time. Or talking about doing it or something. But go ahead.
Jamal, I will tell you this. There's no way the Clintons would have killed a Kennedy. Okay? So, you know.
Have you seen Game of Thrones?
Well, you need to stop, man. What's wrong with you, man? I just got a text message from one of my guys that I kind of mentored a little bit. He's in town actually with his dad. I'll just give a first name, Clem. He's in town, and he's listening to the show now, and he's out here from Tennessee. And you know, I mentored him about 3 years ago. He and I talked about him getting into college. You guys, you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
And I just found out from him yesterday. He's a year away from graduation from ASU. I think that's fantastic. He has stuck with it. Mm-hmm. So well, kudos to Clem on that. And I told him if he graduates from ASU, I'm going to be there. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that. Okay. Right. So when you, and this has all been online, by the way, guys. So education is out there for people. You can do things now online and get a great education where you don't have to actually sit in a classroom. So for people out there that are contemplating getting that education, just stay focused and get it. You can get it. Anyway, I want to throw that kudo out there.
Hey, kudos to Clem, man. And LeBron James is still terrible. I just had to throw that in there, Adam. That's all. Hello.
Oh, I think Jim first.
Okay. We got another message. What are you guys going to talk about next week? The Q. Now, I know what that was conspiracy is on that one, but I don't remember exactly what that was. At any rate, do you know what that is, Alec? QAnon conspiracy theories?
Don't act like you don't know what QAnon is.
It is. I think I'm pronouncing it wrong, but I think I've heard of it. I just don't remember what that's all about. At any rate, okay, let's keep moving. Jamal, you said you had a couple more you wanted to talk about. So who else?
No, we talked about Jeffrey Epstein. I asked about Kennedy Jr. And because I was just posing the question and asking that question because I wanted to know that answer. But also, there was a couple more, man. I was trying to.
I got some more.
Let's not forget too, man. The Trump mobile, the plane almost crashed too with Pence and his crew on there while he was flying on Trump Airlines or whatever Trump's private plane is, man. The landing gears got stuck.
I remember that.
Mysteriously, you know, during his campaign.
So was that Clinton? Was that Clinton?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're talking about Clinton, Jamal. Let's keep moving.
I'm just mentioning
John Parnell Walker. John Parnell Walker, Whitewater investigator for Resolution Trust Corporation, jumped to his death from his Arlington, Virginia apartment balcony in 1993. He was investigating the Morgan Guarantee scandal. So he was the Whitewater investigator. Okay. He's another one. Suicide. Jumped from a balcony. Okay. Barbara Wise, Commerce Department staffer, worked closely with Ron Brown and John Huang. Cause of death unknown. Her bruised, naked body was found locked in her office at the Department of Commerce. I don't remember that. You guys remember that one? I don't remember that one.
No.
I thought that would have been all over the news if she was found in the Department of Commerce like that. Barry Seal. I don't want to mention him. Let's see. Johnny Lund. Wait. Johnny Lawhorn Jr., mechanic, found a check made out to Bill Clinton in the trunk of a car left at his repair shop. He was found dead after his car had hit a utility pole. A check made out to Bill Clinton. How many Bill Clintons are out there? It doesn't say Bill Clinton meeting former President Bill Clinton. So they've got that one down there. I don't know if I can buy into that one. Herschel Friday, attorney and Clinton fundraiser. Another plane. His plane exploded.
Another plane incident, huh? Like,
come on, guys. You know, Jamal, here we go. My mom says LeBron is still terrible. You're all just a little confused, I think. And that was from Clem. Okay. You're a big LeBron fan, man. You're over there talking about LeBron. There's a few of these. Let's move on to the following persons had information on this other case. But listen to this. The following Clinton bodyguards are also dead. The following Clinton bodyguards. Now, bodyguards go with you everywhere. You guys know that.
Right.
35 years old, Major William S. Barkley Jr. That's just a number. That's not an age. Excuse me. So all of these guys, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 Clinton bodyguards are all dead. Now, you have to wonder, what are the odds that 12 of your bodyguards would be dead? Now, it doesn't say what they died from, in all fairness.
But aren't bodyguards working an inherently dangerous kind of work?
Yeah, they're bodyguards. I don't disagree with that. I'm telling you the list out there.
It's all or nothing. Either somebody shot you or killed you, or you survived and lived the rest of your good life. I don't know. That is quite a bit. But then again, I don't know the ages of those bodyguards either.
It's stressful. They can have heart attacks.
Yeah, that could be stressful working for them. That I can agree with that.
Okay, so here we go. So somebody said, well, wait a minute. Why didn't Lewinsky commit suicide? She is still alive. Can't throw a wrench in the whole, can't throw a wrench in the whole theory. She created huge issues for the Clintons. Well, I think that's a good point.
She did.
Well, here's Miss Lewinsky, but maybe she's too well known. Maybe that's one of the ones that would be so obvious, that's not one to touch.
I could say some jokes about that, but I'm gonna let it go, man. But the one that I'm surprised about too, man. Whatever happened to that boy that was claiming that Bill Clinton was his father when Hillary was running for president? Do you remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he kind of looked familiar, man. And he was showing up in campaigns and everything, man. He looked like a little light-skinned black Bill Clinton.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on, man. We ain't going that far, man.
I said look it up, man. It's all on YouTube.
I don't want to look that up, okay?
So all I'll say is that the Chicago Tribune, the Chicago Tribune, as well as Snoop's, has debunked each and every one of the lists in the Clinton body count. So for those that are interested in the counter argument as regards to what's been provided today, just look up Snoop's and Clinton body count.
Okay, I need that DNA test. Did they go on more? I want to know if that boy is his son, man, because he do look like a light-skinned Bill, man.
Hey, Jamal, it might be, man, but then you know what? I look at those situations and say that's between him and Hillary.
He said,
okay, if he had an affair with somebody, had a child by somebody, that's their business. I wouldn't get into that.
Childhood, government cars would pull up and drop off gifts on Christmases and his birthday. Well, I don't know.
Again, I don't care about that. That's not what we're talking about today. At any rate, look, this was supposed to be just fun going through some of these things. Hey, end of story. Hey, at any rate, everybody, again, happy Father's Day to those fathers out there. you know, you take care of your responsibilities. Any of you are deadbeat dads, you know, do what you got to do. All right. Take care of these kids. You made them. You got to take care of them. Go ahead, Jamal.
Who's Seth Rich? Does anybody know the name? Seth Rich? I think he's on the Clinton body count also. I don't know. I just got a text message.
Okay.
You mean the bodyguard?
Body count.
The bodyguard?
Body count.
What's his name?
What, Seth Rich?
Oh, is that that was a more recent one, right? It was younger guy.
Oh, you saw. You know what? That's what brought this whole thing up, because he was writing. Yeah, let me just tell you. The most recent one was Seth Rich. I'm glad whoever brought it up. The DC staffer murdered and robbed. He had nothing on him on July 10th. I mean, all of a sudden now, and he was one that has some information also. He was the most recent one. We got to sign off, guys, and we're going to be pushing into the next one. All right. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you listening. And, you know, we'll see you next week.
Hey, happy Father's Day,
if you like what you heard, spread the word. All right,
happy Father's Day.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Listen Up with James Potts and co-hosts Jamal Potts and Zaylor Stout, only on LA Talk Radio.